2023 will see the IPSA World Games come to Birmingham. Today is the launch event and we're chatting to some of the visitors here today. We have Neil and Laura Fashi, who are Paralympic cyclists. Thanks very much for joining us, guys.
It's our pleasure. Yeah, great to be here on a day like this.
Not often I get to interview a couple who are into sport. Did you guys meet through this?
Yeah, we've both grown up doing sport. Funnily enough, we both started out in athletics, but we didn't know each other at the time. We just had a few mutual friends, and one of them told me about this guy who'd swapped from athletics to cycling and was doing pretty well at it. And I was like, I'd love to go on a tandem. I've never done that before. And so she kind of connected us, and through Neil that I got into riding a tandem. And then we just ended up spending a lot of time together, and here we are now.
Amazing.
12 years later.
What a story. Neil, what about yourself? How did you get involved in para sports? What got you interested?
Yeah, I mean, I'd always done athletics from a young age. My eyesight was still reasonably good. As RP I've gotten, it's degenerated over the years. So I was competing able-bodied in athletics for years and years and wasn't really aware of disability sport. But I just happened to meet someone when competing one day who was a Paralympian, and they told me about it, and I got into went along to try out and found out my eyesight was bad enough to be considered a Paralympic athlete, and things just sort of went from there, really. And it was athletics I started in before going to the Beijing Games, which didn't pan out overly well for myself, and I lost my funding from UK Athletics, but ultimately it led me to cycling, which has given me a huge amount of success. So it's been a great story, really.
Not often your sight's so bad it's a good thing.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Because when you grow up with it, like I just assumed my eyesight would always be too good to be considered a Paralympian, because you just don't know better, do you? You're born with what you got. And then I realised that actually F1 could see way better than I can, and I've just been struggling on all this time. So yeah, it's amazing. And of course I'd love to have my sight back, but it certainly opened plenty of doors.
What about yourself, Laura? How did you get involved?
My whole family are registered blind, so we're quite unique, I guess. My mum and my two elder brothers, so we've all kind of grown up doing sport, blind sport, and now one of Mark plays cricket, Roy plays football, tennis, you name it, he's good at it, and I do my cycling. So we're a pretty sporty family, and so it was inevitable really that I'd end up competing at something.
Are you competing at these games next year?
Unfortunately, cycling's not included in the IPSA. There's 11 sports, but cycling isn't one of them. So we won't be competing unless we decide to do a sport change, which we don't rule it out, because it would be incredible to be part of. But if we're not here doing a sport, we'll certainly be supporting it. And yeah, it's exciting. It's incredible to have this opportunity.
I think there's a fair chance at least one, or if not both of your brothers, might be competing as well.
Both of them. So both of them will be there. Yeah.
You'll be here one way or another.
Yeah, definitely.
What about yourself, Neil? What's next on the horizon for you?
For myself, I'm going to be competing in Birmingham. Well, technically it's the Birmingham Commonwealth Games coming up this summer. The track cycling is actually taking place in London, so we're outside of the Birmingham itself. But that's exciting. So it's good to be in the city ahead of the buzz of that. I'll be pulling on the jersey for Scotland again there, and hopefully defending my titles. And then, beyond that point, we'll see. But hopefully heading on to the Paralympic Games in Paris. It's not far away now.
Is that your goal as well, Laura?
Yeah, definitely. Paris 2024 Paralympics will be incredible. It's almost a home games, not quite, but the closest we'll get to one for a long time, I think. So yeah.
Best of luck with the training, guys. Brilliant. And thanks for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.